Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania. This is Pornography Awareness Week, or RAP Week. Its purpose is to raise awareness to the real-world harms of pornography use, not just for the one who views pornography, but for his or her family, friends, and associates. Did you know that the average age that a child is first exposed to pornography is 11? And that over 11 million teens regularly view porn? And 12 to 17-year-olds is the largest group viewing online pornography. As we have become desensitized to pornography, our nation is suffering the consequences as we see families fall apart, business owners convicted of child porn, children and even infants used to produce the porn that feeds these depraved minds. But a week like RAP Week helps educate us on the real harms and morality in media, and the pornharms.com website is leading the way in this effort to educate. My guest today is Dawn Hawkins, who's the Executive Director of Morality in Media. Thanks, Dawn, for being with us.
Thank you.
To begin with, what's RAP Week? Put it like that.
It's White Ribbon Against Pornography Week. It was started 24 years ago by one woman in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Which is an hour south of here, where I'm sitting
right
now.
Yeah, it's very close to you guys. She wanted to do something about, she wanted to raise awareness about the harms of pornography, so she came up with an idea to display a white ribbon for everyone to see, and we've continued the tradition now for 24 years, and I think this year actually might be the biggest one yet. We've got lots and lots of organizations involved, and instead of only doing local events, we've decided to do a lot online as well.
Well, that's great. I know AFA calls it Pornography Awareness Week because that is really the purpose of RAP Week.
Exactly.
It's to make people aware that it's not harmless, that it's not victimless. And there was just a story out of the UK. I put it up on our Facebook page. There was a man who was convicted of murder. He sexually assaulted and murdered a young lady. Her body was found last Christmas in the UK. And the police found pornography on his, violent pornography on his computer. Also, it revealed today that they also found child porn on his computer. So everyone who views porn is not going to go out and kill someone. But most times when there's a sex crime involved, the perpetrator is a user of pornography.
That's true. That's true. And that's what people need to understand is, you're right, everybody who views violent pornography, they're not going to go out and act it out. But many users of pornography do seek to act out what they're watching. And that's where the danger comes.
Absolutely. In fact, I know Dr. Victor Klein, that was one of his things, to where people would become addicted to it, and then there'd be the escalation factor and the desensitization, and then to actually act out sexually the behaviors that they viewed in pornography. And this is what happened to this engineer. He's actually a Dutch engineer there in the UK who murdered this 25-year-old woman last Christmas. But we see porn everywhere. We see it at the checkout counter. We see it at the convenience store on the shelves there. So all this has caused us to become desensitized. And doesn't that make the job harder to convince people that it's bad?
It's definitely hard now because so many people are used to seeing these types of images. However, I think another thing is that is in our favor is that now, 20-plus years into the Internet age, we've got lots of research about the harms of pornography and what it does to youth, to men and to women, to relationships, and just how damaging it is. So whereas, 20 years ago when people were trying to raise awareness about this issue, for example, when Pornography Awareness Week first began, it was difficult because we didn't have all of this research to back us up. Now so many people, nearly every family has been touched by the harms of pornography. It's not something that they don't understand or haven't faced. Now everybody is suffering.
Because they can actually see the harms. Pandora's box has been opened.
Exactly.
And we still see this stuff. I mean, right down the street here, there's a convenience store that has Playboy and Playgirl and Hustler on its shelves. And we cannot convince the corporate office, which is located here in Pennsylvania, a central part of PA, we cannot convince the corporate office that this stuff is harmful, even though we have sent them information, a testimony from the Attorney General's report, from 1986, I think it was. But yeah, the stats are still the same as far as the harms. When you have prostitutes saying that pornography was used to train them by their johns. But anyway.
Also, part of the problem is, too, it's that the government is not doing their job. Most hardcore adult pornography is actually illegal. It's illegal to sell it in the convenience stores. It's even illegal to produce and distribute it online. Mm-hmm. However, the government is not enforcing those laws, and so people realize that they can get away with it, that they can make lots and lots of money, and so they're not going to do anything about it unless we put more pressure on them.
Yeah, I know that the Department of Justice there in D.C., they have not prosecuted one obscenity case since Obama's been in office. Of course, the Bush administration wasn't all that good either, so we can't just say it's a Democrat-Republican thing. Because of that lack of leadership in Washington, that trickles down to the state attorney general's office, although our attorney general's office is very good at tracking down child pornography, but they're not making the link between the use of adult pornography, which sometimes leads to the use of child pornography. So without the federal and the state leadership, the local DAs are just kind of sitting on their hands and not doing anything.
Exactly. And this is actually part of the reason why we've got Pornography Awareness Week. It's to help people on a grassroots level understand that pornography is harmful. It's leading to addiction, to broken marriages. It's harming children in tremendous ways. It's leading to violence against women. And as the general public understands this, we'll be able to demand that our government do something about it.
You know, the stats are showing that children as young as 11 are exposed to pornography for the first time. It'll be online is my assumption. And the largest age group views porn on the internet is 12 to 17 year olds. And we see so much violence in schools, and we see in some cases, at least here in Pennsylvania, I would assume across the country, sexual assault in schools. I would almost bet there's a connection there. You know, I don't know that any statistics have been or any studies have been done to see if there's a connection between sexual assault in schools and whether that perpetrator has viewed pornography. But I would think the connection would be the same.
Definitely. I think there are some research studies out there. We've tried to gather as many as we can at pornharms.com. And we definitely know that pornography is linked to increased violence, specifically violence against mm-hmm. women.
So there's a good chance that these sexual assaults by students
definitely
it's all connected.
I mean, research goes a long way, but so does the anecdotal evidence. And there are countless news stories every single day about that, and there are definitely some that talk about how children are abusing each other, how either they were shown pornography or they are addicted to it themselves. That's common.
And also adults use pornography to desensitize kids to the sexual assault that the adults perpetrate on children. So porn is devastating. And as you said, after 20 years of rap in the education process, we now see that we have the statistics to back up the fact that porn does harm. Now, how can parents, you know, we've been talking a lot about the internet, how can parents protect their children from pornography on the internet?
One thing that is really, really important is that parents understand what the threat is. They need to understand that pornography today is not like Playboy, you know, when they were children. It's no longer just pictures of topless women. It's very much hardcore, much more deviant than it ever was before. And that's what kids are being exposed to, is the hardcore pornography when they go online. And it's not even that they're necessarily seeking it out. Often they're exposed to it on accident. It's important that parents just understand the threat. And then that they talk to their children and to each other, and they set boundaries in their home and make it a place where their kids can come to them and ask questions and ask, why is this harmful? And then there's so many tools today. A lot of the filtering companies are very good. They allow you to adjust the settings to allow what types of websites you want to show up. It allows you to track what your kids are doing or your spouse. And it's very helpful. It's not like it was.
So you can kind of fine-tune the filters then.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
They have a lot of support to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the AFA recommends Be Secure Online.
Yeah, Be Secure is very good. Yeah. We've worked with them. One thing, though, I think that I heard a statistic. It was like 12% of families actually have filters installed on their computers. That's crazy.
If parents could just understand the
danger facing their kids, why are they not doing something about it?
So only 12%. Stats show that only 12% of families have filters on their computers.
Right. So get filters on your computers. And it might cost a little bit extra money, but it's worth it to protect your family and protect yourself.
Absolutely, because once that exposure is there, you can't take that back.
Exactly.
It's out of the box.
Exactly. So. Another thing is you can help as far as on a grassroots larger effort outside of your homes. Just help us to raise awareness about the harms of pornography. Talk to your friends. It's an uncomfortable subject, but we need to start talking about it. We're being exposed everywhere we go, but it's still such a taboo topic.
Right. But in too many cases, we sit there in front of the television, and we're basically, with some television programs, we're exposed to pornography. So it's escalated beyond the magazine that you may purchase in a brown paper bag to where the pornographers are blatantly exposing us to it through the television programs in some case, as well as the convenience stores that have quote-unquote softcore porn on their shelves. So it's definitely escalated, and we do need to educate folks. And this started on Sunday, the 30th, and runs through
November 6th.
November 6th. Okay, Sunday to Sunday.
And this year, actually, we've got over 20 events planned online, as well as so many organizations have organized local events as well. So contact your local kind of family, pro-family group, and ask them what they're doing.
Okay. I know that you were trying to keep a calendar there on the website. What the website again? And
it's
give us
pornharms.com/beaware.
Okay.
And everything will be recorded and available again for later viewing on our YouTube channel. So,
okay.
So if you miss it this week, we'll have it again.
Okay, so it's not just a matter of you got to be there to watch. Because I know you've got several programs that have been up there or presentations that have been up on the website that I've not had time to view. So you will have those available then on your YouTube channel?
We will. Probably next week we'll get them up.
Okay, that's great. And, you know, we're looking at some of the stats. You know, we talked about the children and the teenagers who are watching porn. And there's actually been peer-reviewed studies done. And who are some of the ones who have been involved in these studies? I mean, you guys just didn't sit there and look through newspapers to pull out these stories. There's much more in-depth studies. Give us some information on those studies, some of those studies.
The different types of studies?
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, there are a number of them. We've got ranging from psychologists and neurosurgeons who have done their own completely separate studies. The Witherspoon Institute with Princeton, they pulled together many different experts from different fields and commissioned them to do studies about the harms of pornography. And we've got all of those papers collected at pornharms.com.
Okay. Is there a certain tab that they need to click on to get to the studies?
You can just click on the research category,
research.
And all the research articles will come up. Additionally, we've organized all of our articles, which includes news and opinion as well as research by category. So, if you want to learn more about pornography addiction, there's a tab about addiction, and there you'll find research, news, and opinion articles.
Okay. Now, have there been studies done that tie pornography to sex trafficking?
There have been. There's not anything very conclusive or exhaustive at this point. However, there are many people working on that issue right now. Specifically, you should look at Laura Lederer's work. We've got some of her research up on our website, and she's working on a couple more papers as well. So I expect those to come out next year. And a number of other anti-trafficking organizations. It seems like everyone I talk to who are dealing with trafficking victims, they all know without a doubt that pornography is feeding the demand. They all admit that. And so now they're starting to talk more about that and to commission more studies. So.
Okay, and to commission more studies. So there is a major study in the works to connect pornography, because it makes sense that there's a connection. So give us your contact information so people know where to go to get some of the information.
Great. Go to pornharms.com. And definitely you can just shoot me an email if you'd like to learn more. Get involved at grassroots@pornharms.com.
Grassroots@pornharms.com.
Exactly. And we'd love to get you involved. We definitely need all the ideas that we can get, too. So.
Well, you guys are doing a great job. I'll tell you what, you guys are doing a great job, though. It's been astounding the amount of work you guys have put into getting all these groups together. And for the War on Illegal Pornography, for targeting the Department of Justice, Eric Holter's office, to get him to enforce, to encourage him to enforce the federal obscenity laws, which he's not doing. And just to get all these folks under one roof and all these studies under one roof is just astounding, and I just really appreciate him.
Thank you. Thank you for all of your hard work. We couldn't do anything if we didn't have help from so many other groups and individuals like AFA of Pennsylvania.
Well, thanks. You guys are leading the way, though. So grassroots at pornharms.com. If they want more information directly from you, or pornharms.com/beware to go directly to the RAP campaign.
Yes.
Okay. Appreciate it, Dawn.
Thank you. Bye.
And take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Here are some more statistics to consider. An 18-month study from Carnegie Mellon University surveyed 917,410 sexually explicit pictures, descriptions, short stories, and film clips online. Of those, Usenet news groups were digitized images are stored, 83.5% of the pictures were pornographic. Playboy's electronic headquarters received 4.7 million hits in a 7-day period. According to Computers Bulletin Board operators, 98.9% of the consumers of online pornography are men. According to Jack Richard of Boardwatch magazine, each day at least 50,000 people chat on 500 or 700 sex talk lines. A search for porn brings in nearly 150,000 sites on the World Wide Web. Approximately 200 new porn sites are added each day. As the only mainstream newsstand publication of its genre from 1954 to 1968, Playboy averaged 17 monthly depictions of child, crime, and violence. Since 1975, the addition of Penthouse and Hustler increased the aggregate to 111 monthly depictions. Pornographic magazines and videos are big business in the U.S., with revenues growing from an estimated $1 billion in 1970 to $10 billion today. There are more outlets of hardcore pornography in this country than McDonald's restaurants. An estimated 70% of all pornography, magazines and videos included, ends up in the hands of children, with potential adverse long-term effects on their sexual development. A recent study by FBI researchers of 36 serial killers revealed that 29 were attracted to pornography and incorporated it into their sexual activity, which included serial rape and murder. In a study of 43 pedophiles, the Los Angeles Police Department found adult or child pornography, magazines, videos, or photos involved in 100% of the cases investigated. States with the highest readership of men's magazines have the highest incidence of reported rape. 86% of all rapists admit to regular use of pornography, with 75% admitting actual imitation of pornographic scenes in commission of its crimes. According to the YWCA Sexual Assault Crisis Service, 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually assaulted before they reach the age of 18. A woman is raped in the U.S. every 46 seconds. According to reported attacks, most studies suggest that only 1 in 10 cases of rape is actually reported. Now you tell me pornography is victimless. Get involved during this RAP week, during this Pornography Awareness Week, and make a difference in your community. Check with your local elected officials to see what they're doing about so-called sexually oriented businesses, so-called gentlemen's clubs. Demand that they pass zoning and licensing ordinances to regulate those businesses. Much can be done, and much is not being done by local law enforcement. Get involved before it's too late.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in defending traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA at Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, 16323. Or visit their website at afafpa.org. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of American Family Radio, Lighthouse Ministries of Franklin, AFA, and AFAFPA.